Coca-Cola. Pre-reading. What do you know about the history of Coca-Cola? Circle T or F? 1. In the beginning, Coca-Cola was a medicine. 2. The brown syrup called Coca-Cola was a mix of coconuts and coffee. 3. People mixed Coca-Cola syrup with milk. 4. Before Coca-Cola was in bottles, people went to drugstores to drink it with soda water. 5. World War II made Coca-Cola popular outside the United States. 6. The Coca-Cola Company sent free bottles of Coca-Cola to soldiers fighting in Europe. In 1886, John Pemberton, a druggist in Atlanta, Georgia, made a brown syrup by mixing coca leaves and cola nuts. Pemberton sold the syrup in his drugstore as a medicine to cure all kinds of problems. Pemberton called his all-purpose medicine Coca-Cola. When few people bought Coca-Cola, Pemberton sold the recipe to another druggist, A.S.A. Candler. Candler decided to sell Coca-Cola as a soda fountain drink instead of a medicine. At the soda fountains in drugstores, the syrup was mixed with soda water to make the drink Coca-Cola. Candler advertised a lot and sold his syrup to many drugstores. Soon everyone was going to soda fountains and asking for Coca-Cola. Candler saw no reason for putting Coca-Cola into bottles. But two businessmen thought this would be a good idea. They got permission from Candler, and before long they became millionaires. As of 1903, coca leaves were no longer used in Coca-Cola. The exact ingredients used and their quantities are not known. The Coca-Cola Company keeps its recipe a secret. World War I helped make Coca-Cola popular outside the United States. The Coca-Cola Company sent free bottles of the drink to U.S. soldiers fighting in Europe. Coca-Cola became very popular with the soldiers, so popular that the U.S. Army asked the company to start 10 factories in Europe. After the war, these factories continued to make Coca-Cola. Today, there are Coca-Cola factories around the world.